in the end of Ghost Sager.
Well, almost.
No, again? It's over. Done. Finished.
It's over. Finished.
Yes. No, I believe
it never ends.
I think Ghost Sager is hovering over us like a vast predatory bird.
I never did want to live forever.
And I'll tell you what, Ghost Sager gave me the worst case of indigestion I've ever had.
Just have to. I'm
got
not going to do that.
Boom.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
I punched your mom in the scrotum.
Hey, Mickey.
STD emergency.
Paladin.
There's something wrong with you guys.
And Fort Max.
Bitches leave.
Showtime! You're listening to Superhero Time. Samurai Forever.
Rangers together.
Nice. So, just minutes ago, we finished watching the premiere of Power Rangers Samurai.
Power Rangers Samurai premiered 47 minutes ago.
I think they premiered the wrong episode, but we'll get into that in a few minutes. Go Samurai, I'm XV. See, who wants to be next this week? Who's green?
Oh, pick me.
Okay, hey, Mickey gets to be green.
I'm green.
Yeah.
With envy?
With gangrene.
Or evil?
Part one.
Just for fun, Fort Mac is going to be yellow.
I don't like this concept.
Your hair is flippy, though. Deal with it.
And, of course, that leaves Paladin to be pink.
Hey!
Which basically means that Fort Max and Paladin have, you know, no characterization this episode. And might as well not even be there except to fill space.
Well, they are the yellow and pink Rangers, so, you know, that's kind of what they're there for anyway.
Besides, that's mostly what Paladin does on the show anyway.
Crap, you're right.
We don't need Paladin to fill space. We've got your mom for that. She fills all the space.
But
and you fill her space.
I was going to say, we have to fill the space in your mom. So that kind of, it's like a paradox or something, I don't know.
Her space has already been filled with ham.
Is that what you call it now?
Sausage.
So should we start with talking about Power Rangers Samurai, or is there other stuff we want to talk about before we do that?
We might as well do Samurai first while it's still fresh in our minds.
Okay, that sure was episode 3 of Shinkanger, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Yes. Now, the big question is, was that intentional, or did somebody screw up at the last minute and put the wrong thing on the air?
This was intentional, Line. This is Line Saban's Twitter, the official Power Rangers Twitter and the site have been saying that this is the episode that was going to air, and it's the episode that aired. So, yeah, they intentionally showed the third episode first.
It makes sense anyway. You know, this is the only time Power Rangers is going to be shown in this time slot, so you want to put something appealing there.
So, but in the promos for the show, we've seen the recreation from the first episode of Shinkanger where the arrows get shot into the Rangers' lives and tell them they're going to be Rangers. So we know that stuff was filmed.
Yes.
So maybe that will appear later on in a flashback episode.
Or it will appear. Or they'll show it
this weekend.
Just show the first episodes later on. It's not like Power Ranger episodes haven't been shown out of order before.
Well, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt for the moment.
It is possible they could do storytelling in flashback sequences, kind of like they did in RPM.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking what they're doing here is probably showing a more standard episode first, so
that would tend to be my take on it.
Because,
also,
of course, the intro episodes either tend to be kind of slow, with Lost Galaxy, they didn't even get their powers in the first episode.
Well, a lot of the two-part intro episodes were like that.
Yeah.
Look at Power Rangers in Space, too. That was really slow for its first half.
Well, Power Rangers in Space started off with Diva Talks and Rita, though, so that's okay.
And it also had the Red Ranger in the first episode morphed, so You had you even had Rangers. Lost Galaxy, you didn't even have Rangers in the first episode.
Oh, I know.
Plus,
the first episode
of Shinkanger, nothing happened in it.
Except exposition.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're probably not wanting to show a exposition heavy episode first.
Because you could hear the cries of, boy, this is boring. All the way from here.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm thinking they didn't directly film those first two episodes of Shinkenger. They probably just incorporated that story into flashbacks later on.
Either that or we'll get the introduction episode this weekend.
The preview they showed didn't look like it would be the introductory episode.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that preview was built into the episode that aired tonight. That's the preview for the next episode after this one airs in normal rotation.
That's possible.
Because, what was it, Turbo, that even in the reruns kept the next time sequences?
Yeah, and I know, I think, yeah,
and Turbo
think
was
Turbo that started out with that. Turbo, I think, was the first one to have that for all the episodes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with, I think, it was either In Space or Lost Galaxy, where a lot of them, the scenes
the next episode previews
were never used in anything else.
That was Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Galaxy.
Good show, bad editing. But Samurai forever.
Rangers already together. Deal with it.
Right, whatever. Yeah, this really was heavily adapted from Shinkanger, wasn't it?
Which is not entirely a bad thing.
Of course, this was one of my least favorite episodes of Shinkanger to adapt.
Okay, what's all that noise?
I think it's Mickey.
I was moving my headset around, sorry.
Mickey's having ham problems.
Actually, I was hearing weird noises.
Well, wasn't Fort Max talking?
No, weirder.
Paladin?
No, he said he heard something.
Now, you know those little plastic tubes you could buy a while back and twirl around your head and that weird noise?
Yeah, I vaguely recall.
It kind of sounded like that off in the distance. I was trying to figure out what the hell I was hearing, but apparently it's...
I think it's
helicopters are back.
Yeah.
It's the helicopters.
Okay, so somebody talk about this.
Well, Bulk and Spike.
Yeah. See, that was good. Bulk and Spike seemed to add to Shinkanger pretty effectively.
And
it didn't have the
classic Bulk and Skull music, but it had something that was
legally distinct from.
Reasonably close.
I guess we could talk about, like, the theme song.
But, yeah, the theme music is pretty good.
As ripoffs go, yeah.
It's not a ripoff, it's a reimagining.
You have to wonder what Ron Wasserman's thinking of it right now.
He's probably not very happy.
Especially being that he was turned down to do music on the show.
And then they used his music anyway.
I'm not sure if it was that he was turned down, but I think it's more that there were some scheduling issues.
We never heard an answer either way for that, did we?
But yeah, it's just that Saban was interested, but I think it was probably something along the lines of he couldn't get down to New Zealand.
Well, I don't think you have to actually be there to compose the music. You know, there's this like internet thing that lets you send sounds all over the damn place pretty fast now, too. We ought to think about using that one time.
Unless you live in, you know, Tennessee.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that'll never catch on.
But yeah, and it's... Bless, and it's not like there hasn't been new versions of the original theme done before.
True.
Well, whatever. But yeah, that was the tune from the commercials, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And actually, it sounds more like the version from the movie than Wasserman's version anyway.
Well, I think that's really just a matter of difference in the instruments used.
Yeah.
It sounded good, though.
Or I guess I should say difference in what setting on the synthesizer was used.
Or am I the only person that liked it?
It was okay.
It was very 1993, you know.
Much like Power Rangers.
Touché. What do y'all think of the cast?
Well, you mean there was somebody besides Green in this episode?
There was Spike's Bulk and
annoying
Spike.
As fuck, but then again, so was Skull in the original episodes a while.
What?
Well, I was saying Spike's annoying as fuck, but then Skull, so was Skull for a while.
Yeah, I think Spike is going to grow on us. But you're right. Skull was kind of irritating at first, until we learned to love him.
It was just the laugh that was the problem.
And now the laugh is the greatest part. The Red Ranger kind of weirds me out with how he looks.
He needs black hair.
He needs to look less like a set of bangs and cheekbones. He's very Twilight looking, and that's upsetting.
I guess he could use a haircut.
He looks kind of like a douche, but he acts a lot less like a douche than Takeru did.
And see, I was thinking that's kind of missing from the character. You know, the role of Red in this does not seem to work out without being a dick.
Maybe he'll grow into that part.
Yeah, but Takeru had to grow out of that part. And even then, only barely. I don't think it would work for him to evolve into that over the course of the series. That would seem to be like, you know, negative role model building for the kids.
I would think so,
something new this time around.
Well, as for like the Mega Ranger stuff, we can kind of assume what the deal is with that now.
Yeah, and those suits look really good.
I assume that those are basically just a chest piece and a new helmet over the regular suits.
No, the fabric, the arm fabric is all different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I had HD to watch or anything.
I did, so. The fabric was not the spandex from the regular suits.
I'll find an HD version later.
This isn't RPM. It may very well be spandex.
Well, if they're going out there in spandex to fight, they're very badly equipped. There's been some budgetary cutbacks in the Power Ranger research and development field. Okay, so you think they made completely new suits to do the Mega Rangers with?
I wonder if they got Plex to make them.
I don't know.
Because those helmets looked really official.
The helmets looked really good. The chest armor, not so much. It didn't. The chest armor didn't really seem to fit with the normal Power Ranger style somehow.
Well, it looked better than, say, the American Green Ranger shield.
But doesn't?
Right, almost anything looks better than that.
Except maybe your mother.
Well,
imagine your mother wearing a Green Ranger shield, American, and nothing else.
Well, I was just going to say, at least your mother is not made out of quilted gold fabric.
Just her thigh warmers.
Would have been better if you just left it at just your thighs.
There's a skin graft gone wrong.
Yeah, the thing that still gets me about this is that every instance where there's prominent use of drawing kanji on things, it's in the American footage.
Which is strange.
Yes, it struck me as an odd thing to end up leaving in.
Especially since they went so far as to change the morphers to remove the paintbrush.
Right.
Actually, I don't think the props removed. Don't know if they removed the paintbrush, but it's just hidden by post-production lighting.
No, the props in the show seem to be based on the American toy, not the Japanese one.
Which would make sense, because that's what they're trying to sell.
Now the props look like the Japanese toys. Like,
well, perhaps for the Japanese footage they use, but for the American footage, they're using the American style, because it's got a light at the tip of it instead of the paintbrush. They don't fold over.
They don't actually fold over in the footage, but I'm looking at them in the American footage. Those are definitely the Japanese soda phone toys being used.
Soda phone?
Whatever. I'm
Fort Max, it's a pop phone.
Sounds refreshing and communicative.
Pop phone. Or if you live in some parts of the South, the Coke phone.
Right. But those are definitely the Japanese morpher toys being used in the American footage.
Soda phone.
Well, the big question is, okay, why did they bother to make the toys, remove the paintbrush gimmick, and then continue to have the right stuff on the show with them?
That's because it's Bandai?
And Saban.
Probably because there is Japanese footage that does have that they're wanting to keep it consistent with.
Okay, then why don't they just leave it in the toys to begin with?
Because then they couldn't engineer a smaller, cheaper toy for the American market.
This is Band of America. They can always do smaller and cheaper.
And they,
unlike your mom, who gets larger.
Except in Overdrive, in which they do larger and
expensive.
Cheaper.
No, they still cost the same. They were just bigger.
Yeah.
Cheaper quality.
Right. Well, that's kind of implied anyway. I don't think you have to actually state that it's cheaper quality. I mean, when's the build quality ever the same between the two? Exactly. So
what are y'all's hopes at this point? Positive? Negative?
Mostly positive.
When we see the actual first episodes, I think we'll understand this stuff more.
Hopefully, once they get around two episodes of Shinkanger that I like better, the adaptations will also be more enjoyable.
I keep my hopes moderate right now. I wasn't terribly thrilled with what I saw, but I wasn't put off so much that I don't want to give it a chance.
Right.
Now, to be fair, Shinkanger didn't really step up as a great Sentai until Genta came in, so the same could be said for this.
Well, maybe they can juggle the episode order a little bit and have him show up in episode 6. Please? Well, he was the best part of the show. Paladin's completely correct. I didn't enjoy Shinkanger that much until they introduced him.
So now I'm wondering if I should start watching Shinkanger before the American show airs so I can do a side-by-side.
At least get up to Genta's episodes.
Because then you'll want to watch.
Those are the episodes you said you didn't like.
Oh, so you're just going to start watching at Genta's introduction?
Well, y'all said it was crap before he showed up.
Just start when he shows up. You won't miss a whole lot, really.
That's what, episode 18?
Thereabouts, I think.
You'll find it.
Don't remember. I need to go back and watch them again.
You need to watch Go Under again.
Yeah, really. And I should watch,
Geki?
I could, but, you know, there's so many other things to watch.
And plus, is anything from Geki Ranger going to top the Christmas episode?
No, there's the wrestling panda bears in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's sort of a different kind of.
But those aren't going to involve anyone dressing up as a kid's dead mom.
If only, Fort Max, if only. Yeah, the Christmas episode is probably the height of Geki Ranger's insanity.
Outside of Geki Red?
Although there was that one special video where it was just the Fist Sage's giant fighting in the middle of the city. They called it the Kensei Athletic Meet. And at the very least, it was pretty ridiculous.
Did they have explosive runs?
Not that I recall, no. Okay, so should we move on to news stuff now?
Yes.
Yeah, we do have a bit of actual news this week, too.
Ghost Age ended.
Yeah!
Packers!
What?
Packers!
Oh. What about them?
F*** them.
Right. Okay, so what's our first bit of news?
We have seen the 6th Gokaiger.
Yeah, Gokai Silver is f***ing insane.
He's very busy looking.
He has perhaps the most ridiculous costume I've ever seen on a Ranger.
They seem to be copying Decade's complete form for him.
Which kind of disappoints me because it does not look like he'll do the same thing as Decade complete form or the end and just summon other 6th Rangers. Which would be more fun than transforming into them like the rest of the team does.
Yeah, and of course he doesn't have all of the extra Rangers or Ranger-like or whatever you want to call them.
Which could imply that maybe there'll be a 7th character introduced later on.
He doesn't have a Doggy Kruger form.
Well, he doesn't have half of Decker Ranger because there were so many of them.
Yeah, he just has the literal 6th Ranger from Danger.
The one
but on
actually,
the other side of the coin, he has both Go On Gold and Silver for some reason.
Yeah, but it's presumably the same form.
Well, they should just have, like, Gokai Deka then, for all the other Deka Rangers.
Yeah, except that where you could conceivably combine gold and silver into one costume, there's not as much of a unifying
theme. Well, not into one costume. I think it's more that they'll show up at the same, they'll be there at the same time.
But if he's transforming into the sixth, then how could he transform into both at once?
Same way you get multiples of other Rangers.
When are we getting multiples of other Rangers?
No, I'm saying there are multiple times where you'll suddenly see two of the same Rangers at once from some ninja trick of some sort. But then again, these are pirates, so...
They are the natural enemy of the ninja, Fort Max.
Yes, and of course, why wouldn't they...
Shouldn't Gokaidra be like an oxymoron, then?
Well, but then again, these are pirates. Why wouldn't they steal ninja tricks?
Because they're too drunk? They have guns instead, that's better.
Speaking of weapons, Gokai Silver's weapon is nice looking. It's what, a trident, spear, pistol,
axe.
Anchor thing?
Looks kind of like he stole it from Terra Dive.
Yeah.
With a little bit of Zero Gasher mixed in. But what strikes me is that this is probably going to be an awful little roleplay toy, just because it's a big weapon, and that never translates well into the toys.
Yeah, they don't really sell kids weapons the size of broomsticks anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Damn safety laws.
I used to go and buy a toy sword that was almost as tall as me. Granted, I was rather short at the time, but still.
Well, you can do that now with the Mega Blade for Power Rangers Samurai.
I'm rather a bit taller than that, though.
Well, I mean, if you were still a kid, though.
Oh. Well, I guess. But it's not the same.
You're not the same.
No, I'm not. Very, very different.
Your mom's the same, though.
Yeah.
I like how when Gokai Silver puts on his super armor, he puts on sunglasses, too, because he knows he's cooler.
Will he pun before he puts them on?
God, I hope so.
We can already guess there'll be an explosion behind him.
I'm surprised they're showing Gokai Silver before the series even begins.
Yeah,
no, I checked the dates, and that was pretty much the same time last year when we first saw Gosei Knight.
Before the show even started?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Huh.
What's wrong with them?
Well, I don't know.
They can hype up the merchandise a little more if people know what it looks like.
I don't know, it's Japan. Don't people just buy it automatically?
Well, import stores don't seem to buy anything.
Well, Bandai doesn't seem to want to sell anything to the import stores.
That's just because they don't care.
They are Bandai.
Yes.
Why would they want to sell things to people? That's just silly for a business to do that.
Yeah, I mean, look at Maddie.
Do we have to?
Just what Hasbro's doing wrong. Actually, maybe that's what Hasbro's doing now to try and improve their business model by not releasing Transformers that are out.
Well, then how come I have, like, all these Wreck-Gars and things sitting around me?
Because, well, you didn't buy them at a store.
One of the Wreck-Gars came from a store.
But you didn't buy it from a store.
Well, it's from a store in Nashville. Still counts.
If you say so.
I don't see how it wouldn't.
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject.
So, speaking of Gokaiger and changing the subject, because that conversation died.
Yeah.
Two new picks of the Zord combining things.
The Joint Union series.
Yes, them.
Those look pretty crappy.
Death Ranger looks pretty cool. The one from Magic Ranger does not.
Just like the deluxe toy.
I liked that one.
I like it too, but it still looks pretty bad.
But he's got a pointy hat.
And wings.
And it turns into a dragon.
That's very generous of you.
The deluxe one turns into a dragon a little better than this one. You know what they should do in the Joint Union series? Magi Legend.
Which one was that?
The Manticore Megazord?
Yeah.
Oh, that the centaur-looking thing they had?
No, the one with the lion and the firebird that was on Toys R Us shelves, like, forever.
Oh, God, that thing.
At $10.
Yeah.
I got one for $10.
You overpaid.
$10.
Not a bad deal. I wouldn't have paid $50 for it. And if I had, I would have been very upset.
Well, neither did anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had paid for the Battlefleet Megazord.
Well, that didn't ever drop to $10.
No, it just dropped to like $40, and I couldn't justify that at the time for whatever stupid reason.
The only reason that didn't drop in price is because it's the only decent Overdrive Zord.
It was the same model as the Japanese one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, the Microzord would have done just as well. And, you know, that Microzord actually came out on like half of the RPM ones. We're never going to let that go.
That in your mind.
Never forget. Silence equals death.
Same with the Dragon Zord.
Now, the Dragon Zord was never actually solicited.
It doesn't matter. That just makes it worse.
I solicited your mom.
I'm not sure. The not planning on making it at all doesn't seem as bad as planning to make it teasing you with the images on the back of the other cards and then never letting you have it.
How does not planning to make a new version of what was the most in-demand toy from the original toy line not a bad idea? How is that so?
I'm saying it's not as bad as planning to make it, teasing you with the images of it, and then never letting you have it.
And what I'm saying is, how is that any better to plan it and not release it than to not even plan it in the first place?
Because with a planet, they're mocking you with your not being able to have it.
With a planet?
No. If they plan it, then they can mock you about your not being able to have it.
But if they don't even plan to make it, they're doing it on purpose.
Oh, that too.
Oh, Fort Max, the power chamber was in the basement.
So who wants that Ankh arm for the roleplay toy thing?
I bet it wouldn't fit my hand.
I doubt it would fit any of us.
Might fit Fort Max.
Yeah, you're small. I wonder if that's the size for like Japanese kids' arms, which means maybe smaller than a keyboard.
You're small and childlike, right, Fort Max?
No, not really. Just skinny.
Oh.
It won't last.
Yeah, Fort Max, when you grow up, you'll get nice and fat like the rest of us.
It's your nerd. Embrace it.
Eat more cheese, okay, Fort Max.
And speaking of O's, we saw what may be his final combo this week.
Oh, the dinosaur one.
Megatron. Right.
Yes, he has a purple dinosaur.
And he even has the Vetra head wings, so...
The what?
He even has the Pterodactyl wings on his head.
So what's the name of this form?
Putoterra, I think.
It's not like there should be some kind of obscene phrase in Spanish.
Yeah, it probably is.
Well, it's Japanese, so it's probably obscene somehow.
It can't be nearly as obscene as the one with the tentacle whips, which gets octopus legs.
Awesome. So awesome.
I wonder how the toy will replicate that.
It won't.
Well, I don't doubt that the toys will replicate all the other functions. You know, like the claws opening up for Tajidoru.
Or the flashlight for the lion head.
No, that never happened.
No, it didn't?
No.
Oh.
And, you know, like how the legs come together to form a pile driver in Sagozo.
Sagozo.
That's what I said.
I think that's my favorite form so far.
Sagozo?
Yeah.
I think the colors do it, really.
But all of his attacks are completely badass, too, so that helps.
Like how he becomes as heavy as your mom to draw the enemies in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a good one. Is that physically possible?
It's theoretically impossible, but...
We can't prove that it exists in actual space, but, you know, it probably is there somewhere.
Yeah, we can't observe both. The thing is, to observe it, we'd have to both be able to measure its location and velocity.
Well,
there
see,
are problems
Fort Max,
with that.
Fort Max, it would have been better to just say that you can't directly observe it.
So we're talking like, with your mom, it's not Schrodinger's cat, it's Schrodinger's pussy.
Nice. Either that or it's Schrodinger's ham, because she simultaneously has and has not eaten it yet. Just depends on your perspective. So do we have any more news items?
No, that's everything worth talking about.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, well.
Does that mean it's time for the end of something completely uninteresting?
But, you know, next week we should have, like, videos and stuff of new toys to talk about.
Why?
That's quite possible.
Well, you know, next weekend is the start of Gokaiger, and all the first wave of toys always coincide with the start of the show.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant for Toy Fair.
Well, I guess there would be that, too.
Oh, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that we'll never get, so...
Or that is already out.
Or a bunch of stuff we don't want that will come out.
Yeah, Bandai is actually really good at showing off stuff that they will never actually release. I mean, that happened for years with Gundam.
Well, all the,
but
the
very rarely stuff that people actually want.
I wanted it.
So what?
Echoing, they've been doing it with Power Rangers for a long time either. Well, for a long time as well. I'm Lord Zedd's Palace playset.
Did that even... exist outside of, like, a catalog entry?
I don't think so, but then again, well, but, no, it didn't, but there was also the Spiral Saber, which its only release in Power Rangers was in the second-to-last episode of the series.
But all of the Wave 2 of the 2010 line came out, though, didn't it?
No.
What didn't come out?
None of the Spin Action Rangers.
Okay.
We also didn't get the Blue Cycle Accelerator.
I'm sure those will come out in England.
And also we never got the Pink Ranger and Lord Zedd stylized Rangers in the single, well, in the two-pack. Mm-hmm. And never got the stylized Megazord or Dragonzord fighting mode or the power-up Red Ranger or White Ranger in those scale is either, so...
Okay,
and
so...
Those will come out in England, but unlike RPM, nobody will actually care. They'll just take up space.
Fort Max will care.
Nobody important will care.
So yeah, Toy Fair should be interesting to see what, if anything, Bandai trots out in front of us to wave at us like a carrot.
Oh, like nerds are going to chase after carrots.
Maybe they'll finally show the sword.
Are they convention exclusive carrots?
Well,
if they're convention
really
exclusive, like, you know, ho-hos or something, then maybe the nerds will chase after them.
Convention exclusive sub sandwiches.
No, convention exclusive carrot with the ho-hos at the bottom of the card.
You're never going to let that go.
No, I find that hilarious.
No. Wouldn't it be ho-hos with accessory carrot, though?
No, because the thing is that the fans want the ho-hos, but they can't see it unless they open the convention-exclusive packaging.
Really, if I was going to make a convention-exclusive, I would make sure the packaging is as guaranteed to be destroyed upon opening as possible.
Exactly, and that's why you hide the ho-hos at the bottom.
I would make the packaging something that gets destroyed, just like... being in sunlight. So if you carry it out to your car, it just unwraps itself.
Because, like, you know, the San Diego Comic-Con version of the Marvel Universe Galactus that came on the big, giant card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's awesome, but you can't ever open it because it would get ruined.
Of course, it's not as bad as the Giganta that came with the diorama that you couldn't open without destroying it.
Mattel
wait,
is so
was
awesome.
That Mattel?
Fort Max.
I'm not. I think so.
Well, I mean, was that the
I'm
Justice
actually,
League?
Is
style?
Giganta DC or Marvel?
DC.
Mattel.
There you go.
Makes perfect sense because it's Mattel.
Yeah. Okay.
And back on the subject of Gokaiger merchandise, I finally got my pre-order in for Gokaio.
Woo. That's good. When are you going to have it?
When's it released?
This weekend?
Probably the day after our next recording, then.
Are you getting just Gokaio, or are you getting some accessories, too?
Just the robot.
So you're not getting the giant dragon or the SPD Zord, or...
No, I'll worry about the auxiliary Zords later.
You got to at least get the Zord from Decaranger.
Yes, you love it, though. Already.
But this one's different.
This one combines with the Gokaio.
Well, if different actually means better, I'll consider it.
Well, of course it's better. It combined with Gokaio.
And it is a completely different thing that, I mean, it's one Zord, but it splits up in and can also store in the treasure chests.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's time for our last completely uninteresting segment.
Woo-hoo! Until the movie, at least.
Shut up.
Which we won't ever cover. So it's
the
last
Paladin
one.
Paladin will.
Hell no.
And now we say a fond farewell to Gokaiger.
F*** off and don't come back.
Right.
Please, Saban, make this work.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
So, I know at least three of us actually did watch this final episode of Gokaiger.
A little confession, actually. I didn't watch, like, the last maybe 5 minutes of it because I had to go back to work.
Lucky didn't miss anything important.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, that sums up about, what, 9/10 of the episode?
Yeah.
Or probably like 9.5/10 of the series?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything but the first couple episodes of Gosei Knight appearances.
Something like that, I don't know. But yeah, this pretty much blew.
So when we left off last week, the Gokaigers got their ass kicked because they wouldn't sacrifice each other to actually save the human race.
Selfish dicks. And then what happened?
And then through the power of Gosei Ex Machina, they are able to stop Brazilla.
Of course they are. I mean, really, how could they not?
By infecting the entire world with burning justice.
That would sound interesting.
It wasn't.
Maybe if your mom was doing the infecting.
The only reason they were able to save the day is because the plot told them to get a new power that saves the day.
If your mom infected the world with burning justice, it would be a pandemic.
This is like the worst written ending to the worst show ever.
Well, at least it's consistent. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess we give him credit for that.
Blazilla actually dies within the first, 5 minutes?
Give
approximately.
Yes, because Awata cuts him in half.
Why didn't they just do that to start with? I mean, seriously, if his secret weakness is being cut in half, why didn't somebody just do that, 50 episodes ago?
Well, because the Gokaigers had to whine and ask about how they wanted to save him, and he was doing wrong, and change his evil ways, and wag their fingers at him.
And then cut him in half.
Yeah.
But yes, the majority of the episode was spent with them untransformed and doing crap.
And to be fair, it's usually a tradition for the final episode to have the team spend untransformed.
Well, in Go On, to remember, they were transformed, but they didn't have their helmets on, which was kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is Gokaiger.
Right, they didn't do
this
that here.
This is Gokaiger where I don't want to actually look at any of the cast. You know. That's kind of a problem.
Yeah, so they all sprout their magic angel wings and save the planet by happy wishes and puppy dogs.
And holding hands.
Yeah, holding
I
hands.
I was so rooting for them to die in the process.
Oh, and so while everything is going to shit, what does Nozomo do? He runs outside to protect that f***ing sapling that Alata planted last episode because it's the future of humanity.
And for all the times for there not to be a stray lightning bolt around.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when the Ghost Agers come back in their direct-to-video thing, Nozomu won't be there.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
So, they come back, and of course, you know, the Ghost Ex Machina rebuilt the Tower of Heaven.
Of course it did.
Yeah. And so,
well, hopefully when they come back on the direct-to-video, it'll be broken again.
Oh, no, they will break it again because they're Ghost Agers.
And I think they got promoted to full Gosei Angels now.
That's what Master Head said, yes.
Yeah, so
like
they realized
Janeway
that...
in the...
Yeah, yes, exactly like Janeway. We are promoting you to immediately...
for 73 years. You're an admiral.
We're promoting you so you can't f*** up so much anymore.
Yeah, so Alata realized the reason why they're the protectors of the planet is because they're immature and didn't know what the f*** they were doing. Heaven decided, yeah, this is the crew we need to protect humanity. Master Head said they can come back home. They said, no, we want to stay on Earth. We can cause more damage that way.
Yeah, they could fly the Megazord into the Tower of Heaven or something.
Well, no, because the Megazord blew up during the fight.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
See, I was watching.
It'll probably be back eventually, though.
I was watching it streaming live as it aired, so the picture quality was bad and there was no subtitles.
I don't think you're going to need the subtitles.
But they probably still have Gosei Wonder that they could fly into it.
The Ostrich Sword is hanging around somewhere.
Yeah.
They probably lost it.
It ran away from them.
Back to Tirnanog.
No, the Ostrich Sword stuck its head in the ground to avoid seeing the rest of the series.
Okay, I want art of the Ostrich Sword with its head stuck in the ground now.
I'll see what I can do.
Yes. Excellent. So yeah, the ending of Ghost Ager sucked more than I could have predicted.
I think it sucked exactly as much as I predicted. The one exception is that they didn't save Rozilla and turn him good again.
That would have conflicted with cutting him in half anyway.
That was the ending I was really expecting most, is that everyone's all happy friends at the end.
So I guess we should thank them for not doing that.
Yeah, maybe so. But probably not. How about we just say good riddance?
Yep.
Gladly.
And next week in the spot, maybe pirates.
If there are subs on time.
Hopefully there will be.
Even if there's not subs, I'll probably watch it anyway.
Well, I think we've got at least two groups who are going to be subbing it. So, there's a good chance of getting something out quickly.
Yeah, if we just changed our recording date to Tuesday, we wouldn't have such a tightness of scheduling.
Well, we started out on Tuesdays, if you will recall.
I don't recall that.
And then I think Fort Max forced us to change to Monday.
Stupid school scheduling.
There you go. And that's why we record on Monday. And that's why I have to miss house.
And Chuck.
What?
And Chuck.
What's that?
The Chuck also airs Monday night during our recording time.
Something airs on Monday besides House?
Everything.
You know what I miss airing on Monday?
Simpsons?
Samurai?
No. The Terminator series.
Oh, that aired on TV?
Yeah, the whole first season aired on Monday.
Oh, I thought it was just like a straight-to-DVD thing.
Or was it half the first season? Some part of the first season aired on Monday before they Friday deathed it.
Well, it was on Fox, wasn't it?
Yes.
Here you go.
Boy, Fort Max sounds
Which
really
is more
good
of
right
a
now.
Death sentence, being on Fox Fridays or being on any day on Sci-Fi?
Yes. You know, they canceled Stargate Universe when it actually started getting good.
Stargate series get good?
Stargate series started out good.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Did so.
Well, it started out good when they had Kurt Russell, the thing that went downhill after that.
No, it only got good when they had Richard Dean Anderson.
Isn't he the one that wrote all those horrible books?
What?
Oh, I'm thinking of Alan Dean Foster.
I didn't know if you were thinking of William Shatner.
He didn't write those.
Of course he did. William Shatner.
I thought William Shatner published a bunch of his fan fiction.
Are we going to start talking about Star Trek V again?
I don't know.
And Uhura's sexy 50-year-old fan dance.
She wasn't 50 then. Was she?
She might have been older. I don't know.
Well, just be happy it's a very dark planet.
I have no idea what the heck you're talking about, and I want to keep it that way.
Star Trek V.
You watch Star Trek V.
See, that's how bad this show is. I agree with Fort Max.
Neither one of you have watched Star Trek V?
Nope.
Seriously?
You really should.
Yeah.
It's a treat.
They're not exactly selling it right now.
But Spock gets to fly around with, like, anti-gravity boots. It's really cool.
And that thing will roll your boat.
Statement.
Multiple times.
And Scotty smacks his head on a pipe.
Oh, do you know what I love? The opening shot of Yosemite, and then it's the wide shot of the mountain, and there's this muscular man climbing up the side of the mountain.
And you zoom in, and it's Shatner.
Shatner, he's all fat up close. For distance, he's like built like f***ing Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, that movie's so wonderful. I need to buy it on Blu-ray.
Well, it's a better choice for your Blu-ray player than Catwoman.
Nonsense. Have you even seen Catwoman?
No.
No.
You really need to. It's so awful.
If I want to see a bad Halle Berry movie, there's a whole lot of other choices I'd pick before Catwoman. Like, any of them.
Like X3?
Or even X1.
You know, me and my friends were talking that when Bryan Singer got the X-Men trilogy, the X-Men franchise back, he should have named his next movie X3, just to piss all over The Last Stand.
Doesn't The Last Stand piss all over itself, technically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it sits in a pile of its own poo. So basically it's like your mom.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, it'll die.
Be late as much.
It's a lot like your mom, but it costs you much more than a nickel.
But you still get you the same result.
Still better than the Wolverine movie.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, man. There's a scene where his claws have been CGI'd on so poorly, it looks like a TV weather broadcast. Like, they're like floating on his knuckles, like they're not really connected to his hand.
Good job.
Yeah.
So when's the sequel to G.I. Joe coming out?
That's a good question.
Another year or so, isn't it?
Or Star Trek, for that matter.
The G.I. Joe movie was dumb as all shit, but it was fun, at least.
Well, it's G.I. Joe.
It. Yeah, it was appropriately stupid.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I seem to be alone in that opinion, generally.
I think it's probably because I don't give a shit about G.I. Joe that I was able to enjoy it.
Me too. That was my take on it. People who actually care about G.I. Joe are massively insulted by it.
No, the thing is that G.I. Joe isn't the sort of thing that if you're going to take seriously, there's no way you're going to enjoy it.
Right. Much like Star Trek.
I mean, if I was seriously devoted to a franchise and they cast Channing Tatum as the lead, I'd be pretty pissed.
But on the other hand, we got Eccleston as Destro.
That's true.
It's kind of too bad, though, that they didn't do David Tennant, because then when the San Diego Comic-Con Destro figure came out, it would have basically just been a Dr. G.I. Joe scale figure, but with the pinstripe blue suit and everything. How perfect would that have been?
They need to do Tennant for the second movie.
As the younger, more alive Destro?
Sorry.
Would he be like Action Master Destro?
On.
What?
I think it's our cue to move on.
Oh, is Paladin our timeout buzzer?
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't get O's in time this week.
Damn it.
That seems next week's going to be extra awesome with pirates and double O's.
And
well, that's
more
assuming
samurai.
We get it out on time again next week.
Well, I assume the Super Bowl kind of screwed them up somehow.
It's as good a scapegoat as any.
The timing works out, so we might as well give them a...
Well, and given the VW Bugs dressed up as giant spiders that were rampaging, yeah.
I don't want to know what you're talking about, so.
He must have watched
Spider Invasion.
No, I said I don't want to know.
And I don't even know what he's talking about, so.
And I just don't care.
It is Fort Max.
You need to watch more Mystery Science Theater.
It's Fort Max. All the above statements are true. Don't know, don't want to know, don't care. Okay, so failing O's, do we have anything else to talk about before going to break?
No. Break now.
Okay, well, we'll take a break and come back to a new review by Paladin of old things. But not your mom. Oh. Not old enough, sorry.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Over 3,000 photos. More than a dozen different toy lines. 6 cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
Welcome once more to Paladin's Place, preferred provider of mechanized melee.
Mechanoid sequence has been initiated. It's bottom of the ninth, and we need a home run. All right, let's do it.
Today's feature, Kyoru Sentai Zeoranger, may be the most significant entry in the Super Sentai franchise to date. In addition to pioneering the now routine trend of expanding the Ranger roster, material from this series was adapted by an American production company run by a fellow named Saban, on the assumption that Western audiences would enjoy this sort of program as well. And the rest is history. I'm taking a moment now to analyze the 5 Zeoranger Guardian Beasts. Technically, these are the first Zords ever made. Zeoranger's story involves 5 survivors of prehistoric tribes reborn in modern society to defend Earth from an evil witch named Bandora. Each Zeoranger has their own Guardian Beast, a robotic representation of the tribe's deities. The Guardian Beasts are, in order, Tyrannosaurus, Mammoth, Triceratops, Saber Tiger, and Pteranodon. And before discussing the actual quality of the toys this time, I must take a moment to acknowledge the series' most famous anachronism. The name of this show technically translates out to Dinosaur Squadron, but only 2 of these creatures here can actually be classified as dinosaurs through proper scientific terms. Moving on, the Guardian Beast toys are pretty boring, to be honest. They're mostly just colorful bricks with a couple parts that are far too easy to lose. But as always, the real value in any Zord set comes from the combination. The Guardian Beast's first form is referred to as Beast Tank Dino Tanker, an intermediary stage with several powerful cannons to combat Dora monsters. After initiating the final transformation sequence, Dino Tanker converts into the mighty Great Beast God Daizio Jin. I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This mecha combo is a colorful, inarticulate block, but damned if it doesn't send anyone and everyone who looks at it on a fond trip down memory lane. Daizu Jin's main weapons include the Mammoth Shield, a rarely used defensive measure, and the Dinosaur Sword Godhorn, which descends from the heavens to destroy evildoers. My nostalgic factor cannot allow me to say anything negative about these designs. Even if the play value is minimal and the design quality is lackluster compared to most modern counterparts, the Zeoranger design still remains among my favorites. Unfortunately, the prices for Zeoranger merchandise have skyrocketed over the past several years, along with a few other lines. But if some collectors want a Daizu Jin for their shelves, there is a viable alternative. Bandai of America's infamous Power Rangers Generation 2 series of 2010 features a new Daizu Jin mold, slightly downsizing with some minor changes, but still maintaining the overall spirit of the original release. I strongly recommend this new version for Zeoranger fans on a budget. Of course, I can't give the new mold my highest recommendation because we still don't have a f***ing Dragon Sword to go with it. Seriously, what the f***, Bandai? Sorry about that. Thanks for listening again, and stay tuned for more Superhero Time.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dyna Pink. Oh, you bet.
How would you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's
either.
Not very nice.
Hey, cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall, don't fall.
Don't worry, Doc, I'm much too good looking.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record, news, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on the street, fighter three.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Okay, we're back. For Twitter Theater this week, we finally got to do something I've been wanting to since even before we started doing the show. Over a year ago now. If you want to go, like, kill yourselves, I'll wait for you to get done and we can continue.
I thought the show was killing myself.
You mean, well, this show, right? Not Zoo Ranger?
Right. Well, if this show is a suicide attempt, it's the worst one I've ever seen.
Certainly the cruelest one.
I mean, this show as a suicide attempt is basically like just living out the rest of your life as an attempt to commit suicide. Because you will die eventually, right?
All signs point to yes.
Yeah.
And you'll die with dirty fingernails.
Well, that's a shame.
It's true.
Okay. But yeah, we actually got to watch some subtitled episodes of Jew Ranger. Some actually subtitled episodes, not just ones where the dialogue's made up based on summaries.
And it's actually translated, too.
That's basically what I'm saying, Fort Max.
No, by which I mean the subs are actually in English.
As opposed to...
TV Nihon's previous versions, which the subtitles were still half in Japanese.
Okay, I never looked at their first attempt at it because it was incomplete. But whatever.
Think the aspect of it. Well, so first of all, Jew Ranger has a horrible theme song.
Yeah, our version of this definitely had the better music.
Well, it's Ron Wasserman. What do you expect? And
this was
several years before Psychic Lover organized.
Okay, so when was Jew Ranger filmed? Because it feels like early 80s.
1992.
Ouch. It's got sort of a Kabutech.
Yeah, it's got that Kabutech thing going on, but not nearly as
pronounced.
Not nearly as detrimental to it, since it's closer to the 80s, at least.
And it's not full of stuff I hate, either.
Well, that doesn't really count for anything, anyway. Because otherwise, why would you be here with us?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay, so this week we watched episodes 3 and 4 of Jew Ranger, which correspond to, what, episode 3 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
3 and whatever the hell the Island of Illusion was.
Well, the main plot of the episode,
yeah,
though.
They didn't really use much of the plot aside from just they're on an island because that's what this footage shows.
Right.
And the whole point of it all is they get the weapons, the power weapons.
Yes.
Because they have to go on an actual quest for them instead of Zordon calling them back after they got their butts kicked.
By the way, guys.
Because, like, it was such a good idea to just send them out there all this time without all the gear that's available for them.
Well, those toys weren't ready for release yet.
Didn't those toys not come out until the next year anyway?
No, I actually thought the Power Ranger toys came out before the show started and were shell forming until the show actually started.
But the Power Weapon toys specifically, wasn't that not till 94?
It's possible.
In any case,
I have no idea.
Well, in any case, in watching all these Jew Ranger episodes that have been released so far, I was actually surprised how much I'm enjoying it, even with having seen a lot of the footage used before. I was not really sure how that was going to work out.
It's
well, for one,
kind
it's
of a
not
revelation.
Like Power Rangers used any of the plots.
Right.
With the original Power Rangers series, it's always been a mystery as to, like, what the hell was this show originally like? And now it's just kind of exciting to finally see what all this stuff was taken from. It's been sort of a mystery all this time.
And some of the footage, a lot of the footage actually is starting to make sense.
Well, yeah. that might be a little bit of a stretch. It's still old Sentai, so it's never going to really make sense. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
we get context for stuff that was completely inexplicable before is now just partially inexplicable.
Right.
The perspective certainly helps things a bit.
And nice having more Rita footage.
Yeah, Rita's an evil bitch in the Japanese show, and it's awesome.
Yeah. And not a headache.
Well, she's more pronounced of an evil bitch than she was in America anyway.
And she does more stuff, too.
She throws a kid's mom to hell. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Our Rita would just whine and get a headache.
And just throw the stupid staff.
Over and over and over.
Except that one time where she was too hungry to throw it.
That's just
sounds
a little
like your
sad.
Mom.
Okay, so the basic rundown of the episode, or episodes.
Would be that the Rangers need the weapons because they're getting their ass kicked.
And because they're breaking all the other weapons that they have.
Yeah, their original weapons got destroyed by whatever was in episode 2.
That skeleton monster with the head, right?
After that, they were using again and they kept breaking.
Yeah, they kept trying to get replacement weapons and nothing would stand up to the rigors of their training sessions. I guess they don't really make them like they used to anymore.
Well, the problem is that they did make them like they used to because how old were the weapons that they were using?
Millions of years.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they talk to Master Roshi and he points them to some trouble on the island.
He's not nearly perverted enough.
Not yet.
Well, we didn't see him being perverted enough.
But still, so
he teleports them to an island
Roshi.
Where everyone turns to stone.
After 24 hours.
Sad.
Well, first he teleports them where they turn into action figures while falling.
But it's okay because they were out of focus.
At least there were 5 going down and 5 that wound up on the island.
Instead of 6 disappearing and 5 falling down and 6 ending up on the island.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because kids can't really count, you know.
That's what Sesame Street's for.
See, Sesame Street needs to be the cut-up pieces of a Japanese series.
So what would Sesame Street be like in Japan?
I don't want to know.
I bet it'd be incredibly trippy.
I envision tentacles.
You remember that scene in Serenity where River is watching that commercial for the candy bar?
No.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I'd imagine Japanese Sesame Street to be like.
They probably have something equivalent to Sesame Street in Japan anyway. I imagine it has people in very shiny suits. Like, you know, you've seen the Japanese variety show hosts. And the ridiculous costumes they wear.
Yeah.
I imagine that's, you know, normal TV dress.
I bet you it's exactly like this.
What?
This link.
Oh. The title alone just gives me fits. You know, I'm not exactly sure why, but somehow I'm disappointed this is not a live-action sequence.
Though if the Japanese version of Sesame Street was brought over, the intro would be narrated by Flava Flav.
I don't even understand that one at all.
I don't either. I don't understand this either, but...
What, the video?
Yes.
All I know is I'm kind of unsettled. Especially by the smiling toilet.
That's a very happy toilet to be peed in.
It's short round.
It's Japanese.
It's short round. Okay, when we get to Dancing Turd, that's about it. Alright, so anyway, in Juranger... That was a happy little side trip, but let's get back to the show. Mickey, how much have you had to drink tonight?
I've been eating Sour Patch Kids all night.
Oh, well, there you go. I have no idea what that would have to do with it. What did Fort Max just do?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I am a little concerned.
Okay, one's the original Korean, I think, version. The second one's the American adaptation.
I don't even want to know why you know this exists.
Link Sprocket.
Yes, always.
That's not a real word. Neither of these are English.
Yeah, the second one's Korean.
This reminds me of the shirt tail somehow.
Maybe we should, like, talk about Sentai.
Are the shirt tails considered Sentai?
I don't even remember what the shirt tails are. No, no more YouTube links.
Okay, no. So Zyuranger.
So if they stay on the island for more than 24 hours, they'll turn into stone.
That's a rather arbitrary decision.
It kind of seems that way, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Clicked on the wrong link. Here we go.
Just ignore him and keep talking.
Gladly.
So, Pink seems to be pretty useless, but, you know.
Girl.
Par for the course.
That's
the character trope they have to play up.
We should note that at some point before they go to the island, the little kid gets sent to the island, too.
Yeah, he jumps in after his mom in the pit to hell.
Yeah. So
Or the pit to the island, but it looks like a pit to hell from the outside, so.
So it's a combination of go get new weapons and rescue this stupid kid.
Is that kid in more episodes, or is it just these two?
I don't know. I don't think he was in episode 5, but that's really as far as we've gotten.
He's got a Nozomo-esque quality about him.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that kid doesn't show up again, I don't think.
That's good.
Well, good.
I know
maybe
there
they
is...
actually left him on the island.
I know there is a regular child role in the series, because that figures into Dragon Ranger later
on. Yeah,
but
semi-regular doesn't show up all that much, except usually screw something up by releasing a villain.
So
your
the
mom
Nozomu
is semi-regular.
The Nozomu analysis is basically correct, just, you know, not around as often.
Yeah.
So we hate him less.
There you go.
So, one thing I thought I saw in this episode, but I wasn't completely sure, is there, like, a different kind of putty in the show that's, like, made out of rocks?
Those showed up once or twice in footage used in Power Rangers also. I'm not sure where it's exactly established, but they're supposed to be the leaders of the Golem unit.
Okay.
But yeah, it was explained as much in Zyuranger as it was in Power Rangers.
So it's one of those
just
things.
Ignored.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where it's all in the manual.
Yes. So actually, I don't know if the manual even gave them a name or whatever. It's just that they were included in a picture in the manual.
Well, I asked about this on the Power Rangers news group about a decade ago, actually a little bit more. And one of the people who is knowledgeable about the Japanese stuff, that was the answer they gave me. They're the Golem Patrol leader.
But I think it's just something that's kind of sort of implied.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I noticed
kind of
those.
Z shows will usually spell every last detail out.
I don't think it was really that way in old Sentai, though, was it? Mm-hmm. Not nearly as much as it is now.
No, old Sentai is where you would have the same narration explaining their swords every single time they brought them out.
Well, no, that's just earlier last decade Sentai. And fortunately, they've gone away from that.
Oh, they did this in the 80s. Apparently, they just didn't do it for early 90s or whatever.
Well, that suits me just fine because that's what we're watching.
Yeah.
Where were we?
They
putties.
Drop the kid on the island.
So they go and fall onto the island and then decide to split up to perform their separate tasks.
Because that's always a great idea.
Yeah. They must have been watching some horror movies before they set out on their adventure.
Yeah. It's interesting to note that Blue and G-Ranger is kind of a whiny, wussy putz like Billy was.
But not smart.
Right, yeah. He was just kind of useless and irritating.
In G-Ranger, Black is the smart one. But I
and
guess
Blue
I guess
is also to... seems more interested in picking up girls than doing anything else.
Well, if you had been asleep for millions of years, Fort Max, you probably would be too.
But what if you're asleep for 10,000 years?
Then you just yawn and say, I'm free, and go try to conquer the
And have lightning
planet.
Strike behind you.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, I was saying that Black is a smart one in G-Ranger, but I guess when they were adapting it to Power Rangers, they didn't think it was believable for a Black person to be smart, so they rearranged it.
That's cold. Well, then, okay, so the Yellow Ranger's name is Boy?
Yes.
Does that seem intentionally ironic to anyone else, or...?
Well, it would be if this came after Power Rangers, but...
Well, I mean, I'm kind of ironic in retrospect.
I suppose.
Take the character named Boy and turn into a girl.
Yeah, way to go, Bandai.
No, that would be Saban.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not everything can be Bandai's fault.
Unfortunately.
There was a great stretch of years when Saban was the first name to name when it came to blame.
Then you're blaming names in the game. Wait, what?
Who?
Oh, that's who.
Okay, anyway. You were talking about Boy?
Yeah. Well, they fail pretty spectacularly at saving the kid.
Yes.
Thank you, Pink.
Well, yeah, there's two episodes. They have to fail at the first episode.
Otherwise, it would be like Ghost Ager, where the plot ends in the first 5 minutes of the next episode, and they have to do something to fill up the rest of the 20 minutes. Oh, and Kid's mom has already turned to stone, too. So, oops.
Wait, no, was she?
No. They haven't... They're looking for the kid's mom.
That's why there's two episodes.
You just said the kid's mom turned to stone.
And she did.
No.
No.
Yeah, she did.
No, they found her unconscious.
They found her hidden behind a wall in the castle.
Wasn't she there for more than 24 hours, though?
No, it's just the rangers that would turn to stone after 24 hours.
I thought that applied to anybody, which is why all those warriors they found before were turned to stone, too.
Those were the other Timmies.
Hey, that's right. You didn't freeze to death last week, Fort Max.
Maybe Paladin did. Maybe we got a new Paladin.
That would explain the voice.
Right.
Well, regardless of what his voice sounds like, his audio quality is a lot better than it usually is.
That's true. You are more clear.
It doesn't hurt so much to listen to him talk anymore. Now, if we could just do something
thanks.
About Fort Max.
Talking about Paladin or me?
I was just going to say, if only we could do something about Fort Max next.
So, okay. People turning to stone.
Or bad paper mache.
Well, whatever. It starts with bad paper mache, and then it turns into a mannequin covered with that spray-on granite stuff.
Well, the budget is limited.
Yeah, it is Japan.
So the Pink Ranger bums up the little boy and turns him to stone. And they give up on him, so they figure, F*** it, let's go rejoin the other guys.
And they walk around in a circle for a while.
Wonder how long they were walking in circles for.
23 hours.
They walk around in a circle until they realize they were walking around in circles. And then I think they walk around in a circle some more.
And then break some glass or something. And...
Okay, so if you're walking in circles and you pass by your same campfire, how many trips would it take you to realize you'd walked in a circle?
For these guys, maybe 3 or 4. For the Ghost Eggers, I'd say at least 40.
Yes, and then they would make another 10
well,
trips
no, they,
around
they,
just to be sure.
They wouldn't realize it until Master Head showed up and told them that they were.
Oh, it's so true. So yeah, they figure out that's why all those warriors got turned to stone, because the same thing happened to them and they were just there too long. Or they got bummed out, one or the other.
Or they were actually just stone statues put there as decoration.
A wizard did it. But yeah, then they punch the air and it shatters. Or something.
Yeah.
And then, hey, look, there's the castle.
And, hooray. Hey, there's the other guys.
That's convenient.
Yeah. Isn't it, though?
How convenient.
So they make it through the castle and get to the weapons right before time's almost up. And then Rita shows up and B's a bitch.
Yeah.
She stops them in place till time runs out.
Rita only wishes she could have done that.
Bendor is such a bitch.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Red Ranger starts starts begging the weapons to come over and, hey, you want to fight evil? There's evil right there. Fight it.
And it works.
Although, admittedly, it does sound pretty insane when he starts talking to a sword.
Yeah.
And he gets called on it.
Yeah.
Whereas in Ghost Age, everybody would be cheering him on.
Well, yeah, the villains would be cheering him on, I guess.
So, yeah, the weapons fly over to them and magically cure them of their stonitis.
That's the official name now?
I don't know. I guess we could go with being stoned. They get over being stoned when the weapons fly over to them. One may be related to the other, I'm not sure.
But yeah, anyway,
maybe that's why he was talking to the weapons. He was just so stoned.
The Might Morphin Mutant weapons fly into their hands, and Bandora hightails it out of there.
Then they save the kid's mom, who then cries on the statue of her little boy and brings him back to life.
Well, no, first they kill the monster. They morph, and then they do part of the Mighty Power Rangers credits where the weapons turn into the morph forms, which is never seen again.
Well, I think it only happens once.
Well, yeah, you only see them do the... I mean, otherwise, after they morph, their weapons are in the morph form.
Right.
Without the tossing them in the air and they change.
I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. What?
I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. Well, it's that they do the stock-like footage of the weapons changing their forms and never use it again.
It really wasn't stock footage-like.
Yeah, I guess if it was stock footage, then they would have used it all the time.
Well, it was done against the same screen that all their other stock weapon footage was done against.
I thought they did just against the hillside.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Good job.
I did notice there's some extra Zord stock footage we didn't get in America because it had the kanji text over it.
Well, yeah, but I think other stuff had the kanji text too, and there's, you know, like clean versions that exist. Maybe there wasn't a clean version of that left.
The versions with the kanji would be taken from a later episode.
Either that or they just didn't find any need to use.
Or in the case, or one case again. Where they kind of mirrored another part of the image over the kanji.
Well, regardless, I saw some new Zord footage I had not seen before. Particularly the Pteranodon Zord, that's a shot of it flying from behind that I'd never seen before.
And it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame the limited amount they used overall. Yeah.
But then again, it's just pink.
And nobody really cares. Well, this does explain one thing also. Kimberly and Trini
were at the toxic waste site. Well, we're at Rita's toxic waste dump site.
Well, that wasn't actually what I was going to say, no. It explains why in episode 3 of Power Rangers, when they're all individually calling on the Zords, Kimberly doesn't. There's no corresponding source footage from the episode to use for that effect.
Yeah.
Huh.
That always bugged me as a kid.
So then Zord fights, monster blows up, and...
Well, no. They did the Zord fight earlier.
That was in part 1. It was just the tank
mode.
In
part
2,
they kill the monster for good with power
blast.
No,
they didn't use the tank mode, did they? They just did individual Zords.
Yeah. They don't combine the Zords
until episode 6. until episode 6.
Yeah.
Really?
Which isn't out yet.
Yeah.
That's they waited that long for the Zord combination?
Yeah.
Huh.
Things were different then.
It was the old days.
They waited several episodes in Die Ranger also before forming...
Well, they waited several episodes before the other Zords were introduced.
Right.
Well, that's very interesting.
It was still to sell toys, but it was selling toys differently.
And of course, on the Tyrannosaurus, they were, well, available as a Megazord and also available in, Tyrannosaurus by itself, and then there were two packs for the other two Zords.
Yeah.
Which two came with which?
Two legs together, and then Mastodon and Pterodactyl.
Ah.
And actually, they did a similar thing with the weapons, where, there was one set that had the Power Sword, Power Bow, and Power Lance, and then the other set that had the Power Axe and Power Daggers.
And remember the little 8-inch Megazord figure from back
yes.
then? There was also a similar Dragonzord fighting mode that we, of course, did not get. Because, damn it, Bandai.
No love for fighting mode.
Seriously, that's just so unfair.
It's very Bandai.
Yeah. But yeah, G-Ranger's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dated, but...
I
was surprised how much I enjoyed it overall.
Now we just gotta wait and hope they sub the rest of it.
Yeah, hopefully so.
And speaking of sub Sentai, Notori's picked up yet another Sentai series.
Which is?
Well, they haven't actually done the first episode. They've just done
Have they named it?
They've done the preview.
And it is?
Let me check. I have to download.
Christ.
I don't remember that Sentai.
Flashman.
Well, that's going back a little ways.
From Mega Man 2?
Why not?
I need to track down subs of Jetman.
Are there?
I don't know. Fort Max.
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Somebody well, you can't must... trust Fort Max for that info. He didn't even know what he was talking about.
When does he?
Well, let's take a look. Okay, what's this one? Let's see if this website still works. No, it doesn't. I don't even think this torrent tracker exists anymore either. Hey, I was right. Well, that's what I get for looking at search results from 2007.
Why do you even... Are you, like, doing Yahoo search or something?
No, this is Google.
Don't be silly for it, Max. No one uses Yahoo to search.
Wait, people use Yahoo?
Well, no, not really.
Huh. Okay, so what's this one?
Well, I was thinking Yahoo search is where you would go if you wanted search results from searches in... Done in 2007.
Well, there's an episode of Jetman. That's probably not really very helpful, though.
No, it's not.
And that was from December of last year, so... I doubt they've made a lot of progress on that since. Yeah, no. So... Maybe this one from 2008 will do better.
Is there anyone even seeding it?
Well, like I said, the torrent tracker does not even exist anymore, so...
Probably not.
I remember somebody doing Jetman at one point, but... As many years...
Do you know what is being seeded? Your mom.
Yeah.
I think there's subbed episodes of Jetman on VO.
Which means there must be source versions somewhere.
But that doesn't narrow it down very much.
No, not really. Well, maybe that'll be a good project to have in the off hours. Or never at all, because I will forget as soon as we stop talking about it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Can't believe I forgot we were talking about G-Ranger.
No, I still remember we were originally talking about G-Ranger. I just thought we basically finished.
Oh, okay.
You know what G-Ranger's missing, though?
Your mom?
Green Ranger?
That.
Vulcan Skull?
Yes, thank you.
Ron Wasserman?
Alpha? No, I was thinking Balkan Skull specifically. See, somebody should go back and just get random clips of Balkan Skull and insert them into G-Ranger episodes.
It probably wouldn't take that much effort.
No, it really wouldn't.
I think the end result would be a lot like Balkan Skull being randomly inserted into that Samurai episode we just watched.
Except Skull wasn't even there. But his laugh was. Skull is gone, but his laugh will live forever.
His spawn will live on.
Apparently so. Yeah, that's really just kind of creepy, though. Skull having a kid.
Creepy and irresponsible.
Well, at least he gave the kid to the most responsible person he knows to look after.
Lieutenant Stone?
Okay, maybe second.
Who am I kidding? They probably killed Lieutenant Stone.
Or Lieutenant Stone
on accident.
Or Lieutenant Stone killed himself.
That's probably
when he learned that they had spawned.
No, just one day when Balkan Skull wouldn't go away. Because, you know, they completely ruined his life. Repeatedly.
Maybe he finally figured out the truth about the monkeys.
Don't know what to say the monkeys won't do.
Oh man, the monkeys thing, that was terrible. That whole first half of Turbo was so bad.
As opposed to the second half, which was just regular bad?
Less bad.
They got baked into a pizza. That was awesome!
They tossed your salad.
And you know, Blue Centurion's Megazord got to wear a jacket.
Yes. If that is not brought back, if the Blue Centurion and his Megazord's jacket are not brought back for Gokiger, I will be very disappointed.
You know what will disappoint me? And I can guarantee I will be disappointed by this. But what will disappoint me is if in some format they do not at least reference Titanium Ranger and Gokiger.
Why would they?
Because it'd be awesome.
It would. It's as unlikely as them using a Battleizer.
Well, some Battleizers have appeared in Japanese.
Well, no, I mean it's just as likely as them using a Battleizer form.
Which they could.
And have.
Yeah.
But it's unlikely.
Ein and Plex even designed the Morpher and weapons. So.
For what? Oh, for
Titanium Ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll show up in the Turbo Ranger world.
Why in Turbo Ranger world?
That's what the Titanium Ranger suit was based off of.
Oh.
Just with the Lightspeed style helmets, gloves, and boots.
No, it has to be in GoGo 5 world.
V.
But no, what would be perfect is if the the Gokiger movie had Gokai Silver turn into Titanium Ranger at least for a few seconds.
Yeah. So of course, also they might have a seventh guy who turns into
the other leftovers.
Rangers.
The other leftovers like Magna Defender.
Especially Magna Defender.
Yeah, that's just not cool.
Yeah, Magna Defender is practically even more of a ranger than Gosei Knight.
Except Magna Defender's lame, so who cares?
You take that back.
He's as lame as your mother's tits are.
Look,
it's pretty lame.
There are some things you do not insult, and Magna Defender is one of those.
Better watch out, Mickey. Formax is about to go all nerd on your ass.
He was the worst sixth ranger ever.
What, Fort Max?
Yes.
No, Magna Defender.
Magna Defender, Magna Defender, or Mike Magna Defender?
It doesn't matter.
You know, original Magna Defender had kind of a Gosei Knight thing going on anyway.
But then he died.
Yeah, well.
He died in an incredibly awesome way.
But his heart lived on.
Like that Celine Dion song.
That too.
But yeah,
that was about the same time, wasn't
Black
it?
Didn't have a morph. Well, didn't have a Hessian Henshin device, but
here come the Germans again.
Whatever. And
the Germans
was actually a guy that morphed.
Germans with soda phones.
So next week on Superhero Time,
there will be pirates.
Hopefully.
There will be O's.
Maybe. Hopefully.
No, we're already going to have O's.
But I can tell you what there will be for sure. Masked Rider Kuga.
The legendary Kuga that everyone loves so much?
Yes. We're going to watch episode 30, which has the best ending of any episode of Kuga.
Okay. I like things that are the best.
What?
I like things that are the best of things.
Yes. This is the best of things. Sadly, the episode immediately after is a clip show. So, oops.
It was the best of things. It was the worst of things.
Well, it's not like it was
the clip show will get me up to speed on the rest of the series that I haven't watched.
Yeah, but we're only watching episode 30. We're not watching 31.
Oh.
Because 31 is just a clip show. I mean, you can watch it if you want to, but
it might be a good idea to bring me up to speed of what the hell's going on.
Or maybe half the fun will be just jumping in and not understanding a damn thing.
That's fun, too.
It's okay. I'm up to the last two episodes of Kuga as it is right now anyway, so I can explain most of it. Or not.
Now, Kuga has two U's, right?
Yes.
What's the extra U for?
Your mom.
Is this not for me?
Not unless you want your mom.
Oh. I've already got your mom, so that's probably enough.
Yeah, I don't know why you need another one. Let's see, where? Somewhere. Ah, here. Here's the links for that.
Are they not in the show notes?
No.
So just 30, right?
Yeah, just 30.
Okay, then.
If you want to watch more, you can, but just specifically 30 is what we are going to talk about next time.
Yeah, okay.
But what I'm really looking forward to is the week after.
Which is?
The first two episodes of Kabuto dubbed in English.
Okay. Wait, dubbed?
Dubbed.
Are these anything like the Omni Productions dubs of Headmasters?
Well, they're probably not to the same exact quality, but it's the same general concept. Official English dubs for, like, Malaysia and Singapore and the Philippines. Sadly, these two episodes are the only ones I can find. But fair than nothing, right?
At any point, is Earth compared to a egg?
I don't think so. I think the dialogue is fairly accurate
to the original. I risk my life for Earth is... Well, life can be sacrificed for peace on Earth is such an awesome episode, and the fact that if the earlier script had been stuck to and Scorponok would have been called Chandler.
It really was the best of times, wasn't it?
It was the blurst of times.
Stupid monkey.
Okay, so do we have anything else for this week?
Zooranger's good. Keep subbing it.
Yeah, Zooranger is good and it should continue to be subbed. So I guess that's our show for this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're running kind of late as it is since we had to wait for Power Rangers Samurai.
Your mom's
Samurai
late.
Forever.
Your mom forever.
Rangers together with your mom.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
So long.
Final Attack Raido. Hibiki. This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
What the hell was that?
That was Mickey's cat.
I'm squeezing him because he's being irritating.
Well, he seems to think the same of you.
Well, he shouldn't be trying to walk on the keyboard.
Maybe you shouldn't have the keyboard where he's trying to walk.
Oh, that's a good point.
Either that, or did you see that one episode of Freakazoid? Maybe he's trying to zap you into the internet.
I'll press delete and find out. No.
Damn. Besides, that seems more suitable for Fort Max, anyway.
Textbook case for Sigmund Freud?
Fort Max is very Dexter Douglas.
Hey, Fort Max, want to go out for a mint?
Do I?